Kentucky Street. The vehicle's airbags did deploy, but she only had minor injuries. Joe Biden and Donald Trump hope to clinch their party's presidential nominations with dominant victories in several states' primaries that are being held today. Georgia, Washington State, Mississippi, and Hawaii all vote today. The question is whether they will earn the necessary delegates in each state to hit the 50% national threshold necessary to become their party's presumptive nominees. Officials are investigating what caused a strong shake before a sudden plunge on a plane traveling between Australia and New Zealand. At least 50 people were injured Monday on the Chilean plane traveling from Sydney to Auckland, New Zealand. The Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner later landed at Auckland Airport as scheduled and was due to continue on to Santiago, Chile. Following moving our clocks forward 1 hour and losing precious sleep this past weekend, a new California bill would put an end to daylight savings time in the state. Senate Bill 1413 aims to repeal daylight savings time. Now, this isn't the first time California lawmakers have tried to ditch the daylight savings time practice. Proposition 7 back in 2018 allowed lawmakers to amend the time change if Congress approved it. 7:32 at KZST, time for another update on Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Olivia Miroff. Hello again, Olivia. How are the roadways?
Hi, good morning. We have no new incidents to report. We do have some traffic starting State Route 12 interchange to US 101 and a slight slowdown from State Route 12 to about College Avenue. Other than that, the roadways are looking good for your morning drive-in. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Miroff on KZST.
Hello, Santa Rosa. It's Cupid. You know, the pudgy little baby with wings, flies around with a bow and heart-shaped arrows? Yeah, that guy. Anyway, since most of my work dries up after Valentine's Day, I decided to take on a side hustle. That's right, I'm now the official spokesbaby for Splash Express Car Wash. They're those fancy new car washes on West College Avenue near Dutton and Santa Rosa Avenue, just south of Highway 12. With all the latest bells and whistles, Splash Express has everything you need to keep your car looking beautiful inside and out. And I'm not just saying that because I'm their spokesbaby. Cupid's got a sweet van that he keeps extra clean thanks to Splash Express. They have a few different unlimited wash packages. And right now, the first month of any package is just $9.99. Endless love for $9.99? Yes, please.
Find out more about the Splash Express monthly car wash packages at splashexpress.com.
I look at my face in the mirror, my neck, my jawline, my cheeks, and I think to myself, all I need is just a little lift.
I can help with that. I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs, triple board certified facial plastic surgeon and director of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery in Healdsburg. My Mighty Mini Lift procedure lifts the fascia in just the right spots to give you that little boost with natural looking and lasting results and less than the cost of a full facelift.
My results are even better than I expected. Dr. Jacobs and his staff are amazing.
It's the most popular facelift procedure I've introduced to my patients in more than 20 years. It can even be combined with other procedures, and you'll be back to your routine in about a week.
To book a free consultation to learn whether you are a candidate for the Dr. Jacobs Mighty Mini Lift procedure, visit thejacobscenter.com. Thejacobscenter.com.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage, available at Navage.com. In sports, the Warriors beat San Antonio 112-102 last night. They're off today. Kirk Cousins is leaving the Minnesota Vikings for the Atlanta Falcons and a four-year deal worth $180 million. And your forecast, light rain showers will continue through the morning hours before we see some clearing into the afternoon hours. Highs today should reach the low 60s. Tonight, mainly clear. Some patchy fog is possible tomorrow morning. Lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, sunny and nice. A little warmer with mid-60s. Breezy at times as well. Warmer on Thursday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. You can chow down on pizza this Wednesday while helping school kids across Sonoma County. 8 Mountain Mike's pizza locations will donate 20% of their proceeds to school districts through the Schools Rule program. The money raised will go towards STEM programs. now. It's full price orders only, so if you use a discount card or coupon on Wednesday, those purchases will not go towards funds raised. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This is the KZST Morning Show with Debbie Abrams and Brent Allen.
KZST, welcome to your Tuesday in the California wine country. It is 7:40, 52 drizzly degrees in Santa Rosa. Up next, our hot topic of the morning.
Take a winter staycation at the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay. Enjoy dining overlooking the bay at the Tides Wharf Restaurant, open daily from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy the complimentary bottle of wine in your room, heated indoor-outdoor pool, and complimentary breakfast on the waterfront at the Tides Wharf Restaurant. Tell your smartphone to call the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay and ask for the winter midweek special starting at $199 a night plus tax. The Inn at the Tides, your beacon to Bodega Bay.
The blue and white dress that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz sold at auction for over $1 million.
Where'd you hear that?
I heard it on the radio.
In a survey, 22% reported looking at a newspaper during the workday, 36% television, 48% used radio.
Brought to you by Amaturo Sonoma Media.
100.1 KZSD. Well, that was a short break. Good morning. I'm Debbie Abrams. Also in the studio, Brent Allen. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It is time for Hot Topic. And I have to say, this one brought back a lot of memories for me. We're doing slang words
that used to be cool but really aren't anymore. If you would like to chime in on the conversation, give a comment, or add to the list that's trending right now, call us in the studio, 707-284-1000. The hot topic, outdated slang words. How many do you recall, Brent?
Okay, so I've got a list here, and a lot are outdated, but I still hear a lot of them from time to time, too.
You do?
So,
okay.
We'll see. So, Sonoma County, how many of these do you use? Groovy came from the jazz culture, the 60s and 70s, kind of a hippie term.
I do not.
I do not see you doing that one.
No.
No. How about radical or rad from the 80s, popular skaters and surfers?
I used to use it, probably not real recent, no.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
What about bogus?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay.
I do. Where'd that come from?
Well, that one's from teens and young adults, meaning something not true, not factual. That's going back to the Fast Times at Ridgemont High days.
Oh, I love that movie.
Mm-hmm. So this one, a little after that one, tubular. Tubular dude meant awesome, cool, used in the surfing culture of the 80s. Yeah, like Spicoli from Ridgemont High School, stuff like that.
Favorite character in that movie.
Yeah, well, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Now, if you're just tuning in and wondering what in the world are they talking about, we're doing slang words that are out of date, shall we say. How about all that and a bag of chips?
Now, I don't really remember that one.
No?
I mean, I kind of, but I don't think I've ever used it.
Yeah, that one I remember can be used as a compliment or, you know, very sarcastically towards the subject in a question. It means something is great or impressive.
I like it. Bag of chips, all that in a
all
bag
that
of
in
chips.
A bag of
yeah.
chips.
Never. Did you use that one?
I don't think I used it, but I know people that did.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. I have some on my list. Bling bling. Bling bling.
Bling bling.
Coined in the 90s, 2000s, meaning flashy, ostentatious jewelry. Of course, I know that one. This is a great one. Talk to the hand. 90s word to diss someone, dismissive attitude. Talk to the hand.
Mm-hmm.
I like that
Absolutely.
One. And this is one of my favorites. Psych. Psych. 80s and 90s used to make a statement to indicate that one was joking. I used to use that one, too. Did you use that one?
I've been known to use that. Yes.
And here I could say I've never said the word in my life until right now. Cowabunga. Cowabunga. Popularized.
Really?
I've never said it.
Kidding.
No. From the 1950s, popularized by the show Howdy Doody, then reached a new level thanks to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon.
And Bart Simpson.
And Bart Simpson, that's true. That's maybe where I've heard it.
Yeah.
Did you ever say it, though?
I think it's, you know, not very often. At the absolute right proper moment, maybe.
I mean, Bart, when Bart says it, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, never used it. So those are our outdated ones. Do you have any current favorite slang words?
I got a couple. These are ones that I use.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Shut the front door.
Great one. Love that one. I use it all the time, too.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. That one works pretty good. This is one, and this one I kind of made up, but I use it a lot in saying goodbye to people and stuff like that. Ostabon taco.
Okay, I've never heard that.
Ostabon taco.
Oh, Asta, like Asta La Vista.
Exactly.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Ostabon taco.
That's a weird one, I got to tell you, Brent.
Well, I'm kind of a weird guy, so that worked with me. And then the last one, and I use this all the time also. Hidely-ho there, neighbor.
No.
Oh, yeah. Ned Flanders from The Simpsons.
Oh, my God.
Hidely-ho there, neighbor.
You use that?
I do use that one.
Yep. Like in today's world?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to move on from that one. So let's see. I'm going to leave you with three of my favorite current slang terms from 2024. Okay, they are first, Brent, bougie.
Oh, yeah.
Bougie. Mm-hmm. Gotta love that. How about this one? Extra. You're so extra. I say that to a lot of people.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I like that.
And finally, a word, a slang term that I am referred to all the time, salty.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show. KZST is not the only four-letter word she knows.
Say, and everything gets in the way. Seems
counties. KZST, good Tuesday morning. I'm Debbie Abrams with this. So raise your hand if you'd like new floors at home. Have the kids, maybe the pets, done a number on them? Well, I have found a local company called Floortex Design that specializes in all sorts of flooring options. Whether you're into hardwood or laminate, they offer vinyl, stone, tile, and all kinds of carpet and area rugs. Floortex Design has you covered. They have an amazing showroom. It is in Santa Rosa. So clean, so organized. Plus, on top of all that, Floortex has experienced design consultants who know a scary amount of information about flooring. They will help and guide you through your vision and your goals. They are your flooring experts. Floortex Design is a one-stop shop. Is it time to upgrade your floors? Of course it is. Check out the showroom on Santa Rosa Avenue at Todd Road. And catch up with them online at floortexdesign.com. That's floortexdesign.com.
Oh, Laura, before you go.
Hey, Danny. What's up?
Did you hear it?
Yes. I heard the new jingle. Very catchy. Good job.
Thanks, Laura.
Okay, gotta go.
But, do you think everyone heard it?
Well, Danny, it is on the radio.
Because I want everyone to know that we are carrying on Grandpa Catelli's reputation.
We have the best plumbers around, and you've organized our office so well that
okay, phew. Good. So, should I get that great big dancing noodle thingy for the front of the office?
Why don't we see how this radio ad here works first?
Oh, okay.
Don't want to use up all of our good ideas at once.
You're so wise. Kind of like a wizard.
Wizards of plumbing. I like that.
Visit us online at CatelliPlumbing.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Buzza. You know I was the first to bring sedation dentistry to Sonoma County? What you may not know is that I'm one of the very few dentists that provide conscious IV sedation dentistry in the North Bay. What that means, before I start working on your teeth, I put you into a nice, comfortable slumber. There's no pain, but you can still give me feedback on how you're feeling. And when the procedure's over, you have no memory of what happened. You just took a long nap. It's a game changer for people who are fearful of dental care. Just imagine, miraculously, having the smile you've always wanted without the fear of dental pain. You won't feel a thing. If you or somebody you know would like to learn more about IV sedation dentistry, give my awesome team a call. They'll set up an appointment with me, and you can learn about what our patients are saying. You can find us and make an appointment at SantaRosaDentist.com. That's SantaRosaDentist.com.
Looking for bargains you can't beat? Shop the St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store, open daily from 10 to 6. Explore goods from housewares to clothing to furniture and more. Special discounts include 40% off for seniors Monday through Wednesday, military on Mondays, and SRJC and SSU students Wednesdays. Plus, weekly store-wide sales for everyone Thursday through Sunday. That's St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store, 5671 Redwood Drive, Rohnert Park. Your bargain treasure hunt awaits. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
You and I go hard at each other like we're going to war. You and I go rough, we keep throwing things and slamming the doors. You and I get so damn dysfunctional, we start keeping score. You and I get sick, yeah, I know that we can't do this no more. Yeah. But baby, there you go again, making me love you. Tomorrow.
stop using my head, using my head, let it all go. Got you stuck on my body like a tattoo.
Well, good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 12th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:58. I'm Brent Allen. Expect a few more morning showers before a better afternoon. Currently, we are sitting at 52 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The CEO of the Redwood Empire Food Bank resigned last week in advance of a lawsuit filed by a former employee. According to the Press Democrat, former employee Lisa Cannon filed suit against the food bank, claiming she was a victim of sexual harassment by David Goodman and suffered sexual discrimination, failure to act on the part of the food bank, retaliation, and wrongful termination after being employed for 5 years. The food bank's board, in response to the complaint, placed Goodman on administrative leave and subsequently released him rather than be allowed to resign. Allison Goodwin will serve as the interim president and CEO. It looks like this year's commercial and recreational salmon season could be restricted or shut down once again. Last year, the season was a total loss. The Pacific Fishery Management Council will meet April 6th through 11th in Seattle to make a final determination. The number of fish continues to be too low to allow the season to open. Former Pope Valley Elementary School employee Benjamin Casa was sentenced yesterday to life in prison for abusing 5 children. He was given 18 terms of 25 years to life, sentencing that had been requested by the prosecution. The Los Angeles Innocence Project has taken up Scott Peterson's conviction for killing his wife Lacey Peterson and their unborn son some 20-plus years ago. And today, they will be in court pushing for a new trial. They claim there is new evidence pointing to his innocence and will ask for DNA testing of items found in a van that was burned near the couple's home. Now, experts believe it's a long shot to convince the judge. It may take months to get any results that may lead to a new trial. Airbnb says it's